The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading for this past Sunday, which was the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 and 13 to 25, where Paul was inspired to write, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." My dear friends in Christ, Paul said, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature." Paul is saying to us that, well, he's saying, stand firm in your freedom, the freedom that you have in Christ. But in that freedom, Paul says, we are not freed to sin. And now what Satan loves to do is he loves to tempt us to believe that, well, since we can't earn our way to heaven, which is true, we can't earn our way to heaven by our works, and since Jesus has paid for all of our sins, well, then that means it doesn't really matter how we're going to live. And now such thinking can lead a person to think, well, that means I can get drunk, I can do drugs, I can cheat, we can cheat on our spouses, we can view pornography, we can live alternative lifestyles, we can have sex outside of marriage, we can disobey the government, we can cheat on our taxes, not be close to God and His Word, and then just believe that we are forgiven. But that's, as Paul says, indulging our sinful nature. And when we would indulge our sinful nature, we're putting ourselves at serious risk. We're putting our eternal souls on the brink of destruction. Now, it's true that Christians struggle with sin, and we often end up falling to sin, and sometimes the same sins over and over again. But when we deliberately do what God says is wrong, or if we don't care what God says, or if we just simply ignore what God says in His Word, then we're indulging the sinful nature. Instead of indulging the sinful nature, what we'll want to do is look to God and His Word and to fellow Christians for help to fight against indulging our sinful nature. We'll want to do everything that we can to help others who are struggling with their sin, with indulging their sinful nature, no matter what their sin may be as well. We'll look to help one another. Paul says, "Rather serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up by a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. Oh, I think we've all heard people say that it's a dog-eat-dog world. And that's what Paul is talking about here. Our world doesn't teach us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Our world teaches us to look out for me, myself, and I, put myself absolutely first. And our world tells us that if we are to climb the business ladder, well, what might be very well the case is that we might have to knock other people off that ladder on the way and hurt and harm others along the way. Our world teaches us that if we want something, we should go for it, even if it is someone else's property or spouse. Paul says, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Paul's point here is simple. If you or I, if we choose to do what is contrary to God's law, we're making ourselves a slave to sin. And we need to fight against our sinful nature. And now, even though Christ died to free us from our sin because of impenitence, because we're not sorry for our sins, we'd be enslaving ourselves to sin. And so Paul says that that person, if we're doing that, we will not inherit the kingdom of God unless the Lord leads us to repentance. It's just showing us the serious nature of sin here. So stand firm in your freedom, the freedom that you have in Christ, remembering that we aren't free to sin. So may God help us always to look for the Holy Spirit's help to live for Christ, to live in Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to always appreciate the freedom from sin, Satan, and sin we have in Christ. And help us to live as those who have been freed from Satan and sin, and look to the Holy Spirit for his help to live for Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.